In fact, society is structured that way. That's why you go to secondary school, high school, university, you get a job, promotion. That's just going up in levels in the game.
Yes.
So I feel life is already structured that way. So you're already in the game. You just might not know it. It's like the older you get, you're losing lives. The older you get, so 18, 19, 20, 21, you're losing lives. You're losing lives. So by the time you hit your 30s, brah, you're like, brah, you're down to the last five. You need to start to get, you need to get shit right. Ain't no restarts again. Ain't no restarts.
That's cheating, bro. Like, the rest of us are still on Earth. These billionaires that have reached the end game, I'm like, why are you guys trying to go to the moon? That's some end game shit, bro. Ooh, yeah. That's some end game shit.
Yeah, actually, I agree. Yeah. Once you've achieved everything you can achieve in life, you start to try to cheat the system.
Yep.
You can't trust the system.
Please don't. Don't tell me you're about to throw everything on the ground.
We threw it on the ground. Oh, bro.
It's GHG Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the GHG Podcast. Back again, baby. It's Grana Henny and Gist.
It's another unproductive weekend. Of us spinning more bullshit.
And throwing it on the ground. You can't trust the system.
Actually, that guy was one of the last of us.
Oh, no, definitely.
Is he dead?
No, he can't be. Unless the system got to him.
Because he kept talking about the system.
That's right. if you talk about the system long enough, they will come for you. Oh, man. Well, hi, how's it going, guys? How y'all doing? I need to talk about kids real quick. I need to bring that back, bro.
Here we go again.
No. Because, understand, when are we actually going to take that step and actually have some kids? Because it does feel like almost everybody around me either has kids or...
You probably have one already.
I probably have one already.
From spreading your seed.
All right, listen, guys. if you have my kid and you're out there...
Just gotta be... Look, before, I wouldn't have accepted it, but now I'm very open-minded. You can come, you can bring him along.
Bring him along.
Yeah, let's see what will happen. But see, I'm guessing you're getting the question regularly now.
Yeah.
So when are you going to get kids? You know, initially it used to be, when are you getting married? But I think they probably figured out that this nigga is not getting married
anytime soon.
You understand? Like this holds.
Like, you're better off asking for a kid, than a wedding.
Yeah, no. I mean,
in 2024,
they're anticipating that. Look, if we tell them, if like your grand, your mom, your aunts and your uncle, if they tell them, look, so when are you bringing a kid home? They want you to go out to try and get one, and in the process of trying to get one, you realize you have to get married.
I see.
Do you understand? So they're like, don't worry, if we send him out there to get us a kid, you know, he would finally realize, understand that he has to get married to get us one.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's kind of the strategy. But the truth of the matter is that no, now there are people just willing to have a kid for you. I heard that, you know, in the southern part of the country, you can just pay a sum of money and these women will have your kid. And when he's like 2 years old, they'll bring him to you. They'll be like, yeah, it's like Amazon delivery.
Wow, that is wild.
Yeah.
I
mean, I want to believe it's been happening. It's just in this part of the world, you know, it's not very common. So
what does child support look like?
Yeah.
What does child support look like?
It's not really child support. It's basically an agreement you have with this person. You're telling the person, look, I'll give you X amount of money, and then I'll be paying you X amount monthly to raise my kid till he can walk, because you don't want to be carrying the car. You don't want a crawling baby. You don't want to bring a crawling baby to you.
You want a running baby.
Yeah, so,
isn't that more scary?
So, you know, they hang on to the kid until the kid can walk and talk. That way you can communicate with him, because only mothers understand baby language. So
I'm dead.
As a man, so they're like, don't worry, I'll bring it to him when you can finally talk to this kid.
Oh, Lord.
So probably maybe he's around 2 years old there, about. He just show up on your doorstep with his load. He's like, are you my dad?
Yeah, honestly, though, that one already happened for Nigeria. You know
what I'm saying? It's starting. So, you know, there's hope for people like us.
Okay. So apparently everything is now a paid service. You know, whether it's marriage, you know, childbearing. So it's all a paid service. There's even this weird thing that's been going on. You know, more in the West, but I think it's coming to Nigeria too. It's called baby trapping. Have you heard about the baby trapping? So pretty much it's where a woman just has your kid for you against your knowledge. Well, obviously, you can't really say it's against your knowledge, because you knew what you were doing when this baby was conceived. But understand,
she's a raw daddy.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know, there's some sort of, I don't want to call it deceit, but basically, she just calls you one day and says, "I'm pregnant and I'm keeping the kid." even though you guys have already had clear conversations about not having kids, right? And, you know, they sort of force you to pay that child support, take care of the kid for a certain amount of years. And it's not with one person. If this happens one off, it's cool. But when you know, these babes start to do it with like 4, 5, 6 guys, it now becomes a business. So it's now baby trapping. So you're literally pimping out your babies. It's next level business, bro.
That's why I'll be telling these niggas, look, you need to work on your pullout game. Look, if you know you can't wrap it up, then you need to practice your pullout game.
Practice your pullout game.
Because nowadays, look, even this wrapping it up it's not even enough. Because you wrap it up and they still tell you they're pregnant. So you know,
actually, because it's not 100%.
No, but I want to believe like they can't really baby trap you if you must have been careless. I mean, then remember the Drake story where
hot sauce.
Yeah. So you know, look, the fact is, these girls are trying. Look, they are thinking up new ways to get this shit, to get your seed. So you have to be on your toes.
Yeah.
So you can't just be going in raw daddy, and then when somebody brings up and tells you you have a kid, you're like, huh? No, nigga, if you, that's what's supposed to happen.
It's biology.
It's biology.
And which is why the court system can be feel sad
for the guy. They're like, dude.
It's like, yeah, but I mean, you fell for it.
You fell for it.
As in, how did you fell for it, bro. So now pay up for the next 18 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and speaking of, you know, getting trapped, I don't know if you watched the last episode of Solo Leveling. Did you catch that episode? Last episode, Solo Leveling.
You mean the final season finale?
Season finale.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I did.
Epic. I mean, bro.
As in, look, man, I don't understand. What kills me, Solo Leveling, is Jinwoo's transformation, but it's not the same person. The person who was in episode one.
It's not. It's a different character.
It's a different character.
It's a different character.
I pull up two of them side by side. I'm like, you guys replaced the protagonist. Stop telling us.
You just slid it in there. You know, remember in Spartacus where the guy died, they changed Spartacus.
Just try to. I'm like, you guys just try to weasel your way, because I'm like, that's not the guy that was in episode one.
Cannot be the same character.
Yeah, but you were saying, what about the finale?
No, bro. I'm not gonna lie. It started off a bit shaky. I'm like, I've seen this before.
Is it the entire series?
Because I don't read the manga, right? So it started off slow, but you know, it started building up into something I'm finding quite interesting, because there's a lot of semblance between how the series plays out and how I look at life now. You know, in terms of, like, you see how he has daily challenges to complete, right? And if he completes those daily challenges, you get a reward. You know, just little tidbits like that. Mm-hmm, you know, how he levels up, you mm-hmm. know, after he defeats enemies and stuff like that. I'm like, bro, that's actually how life functions right now, if you think about it. You know, it's just not spelled out. Everyone just doesn't have the console.
So,
you know, you just don't have the console telling you.
That's what you're saying. You're saying we're living the game.
No, but everything has been gamified.
And people don't understand this.
Some people don't know. That, which is why you all need to watch Solo Leveling, guys. It'll break it down for you. That's our topic for today, by the way.
We have a topic for today.
That is our topic for today. Mm. Life.
I thought it was no
life.
It was
gamified.
Just more unproductive shit.
This is unproductive shit, bro. What are you talking? This is as unproductive as it gets. Do you agree though?
The concept of gaming, it was basically just trying to replicate reality. That's just the truth. As in, like life was always a game. Game just tried to replicate life. You understand? But it had always been a game. So it's all about progressing through different stages. You know, coming out stronger, better, more equipped. That's basically what life is. You understand? So, mm-hmm. I feel that correlation has always been there. You know, but
I mean, with things like Tetris, for example, because that's what we started from.
What are you talking about? Tetris is basically architecture, I think. That's if you think about it. It's building blocks. What is it like? Mm-hmm. It was still coined out of an aspect of life.
True. Okay, true.
an aspect of life was used to design it. Because I've seen people play Tetris, and I'm looking at how they're playing it. And just what... Give three people Tetris to play. You'll notice that three of them play it differently.
That is true.
Yeah, like sometimes I look at it, I'm like, why are you putting that there?
That's just how my mind works.
That's just how, so you'd understand. And that's why you'd see, that's why people have different creative mindset.
Okay.
And how they like to, you know, accomplish tasks. So okay. I understand the correlation. It's just, what I just think is people don't really, because reality came first, like nobody sees the need to look at life as a game. But the fact is, it's the same thing.
Thank you. So now this brings me back to this generational shift that has come upon us, right?
Yeah.
The old guys saw life first.
before they started playing
playing these video games. They saw life.
And they decided to design these games after that life they had seen, right? You know, it's just
the new people started the new, with games.
It's just these new kids. These new kids are sort of starting with the games. And I'm talking about, we're not talking about Tetris now. We're talking about Call of Duty, a freaking massive online multiplayer games that you can build and trade, and you know, the physics is real. There's gravity in this game. It's teaching you so much about life, but it's teaching you in a game, right? It's teaching you in a game, first of all. Then you're now supposed to go into the real world and sort of implement, right? But us, we saw it in real life first. Yeah. We saw it in real life first. We don't understand that there's no extra life in real life. You know, in a video game, it's a sandbox. It's bro, everything.
Boom.
Everything is a sandbox.
I swear, you hit the nail on the head. The older generations understand that you only have one life. I feel this new generation, they think they have multiple lives.
No extra life.
They feel they have extra lives.
There is no extra life in real life. I think that's kind of what's missing with the new gen. It almost feels like the concept of just losing and not being able to hit rematch is kind of lost. It's like, bro, no, if you lose this particular game, it's over. Or there's no rematch button. You know,
I would look at extra lives and compare it to age in real life. So the way you have extra life in games, I'd compare that to your age in real life. So basically in a game, you can die over and you can restart, you know, and stuff like that, you know, but even in some games, there'll be a point you've progressed to. Even for you to start from the beginning, it's hard. Just imagine you're playing a game where maybe Elden Ring or something like
World of Warcraft.
And then somebody wants to delete your entire save file to start again. You know that's like dying in real life.
That is dying in real life.
But when you're starting the game, you can go back and forth a bunch of times when, you know, you're still learning the ropes. You haven't invested that much in it. I compare that to real life. So real life is more like age. When you're like 18, it's more like, it's like the older you get, you're losing lives. The older you get, so 18, 19, 20, 21, you're losing lives. You're losing lives. So by the time you hit your 30s, brah, you're like, brah, you're down to the last five. You need to start to get, you need to get shit right. Ain't no restarts again. Ain't no fucking restarts. So that's how I kind of look at it. So, you know, you still, it's not like, you know, if you just fail. No, you can fail in real life and try again. But it's time.
All right, it's okay, age and it's time.
So,
fair enough.
So, yeah, so we that are, in fact, the people in their 30s already understand. They understand that, look, yeah, think about it now. You want to do something in your 30s. You're going to be more cautious about that thing than trying to do that in your 20s.
Oh, yeah.
In your 20s, you're just like, let's jump. Let's drive off this bridge.
Just do it. You know? Nike logo, baby.
Except actually dying. Don't fucking die. Like don't die in real life. They ain't no comebacks.
Yeah. I think that's something.
That's something parents, Gen Alpha.
Yeah. Parents need to drill that in your head.
Just say, don't die in real life, bro.
Yeah.
It's only one life you got. But in other context, it's kind of similar.
Yeah.
It's kind of like similar.
There's an excellent saying from Sid Meier. The guy who did Civilization,
yeah.
He goes, a well-designed game is like a mirror that reflects the complexities and nuances of the real world.
That's too much English for me, man.
No, but it is. It actually sums it up, because so if you've played Civilizations, it literally models the real world.
Yeah, I know.
You know, politics, the way countries interact with each other. You fighting off barbarians trying to build your kingdom. What are you
talking about? I mean, that's the most educational game out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
like it will teach you a lot.
It teach you a lot, yeah. I mean, it doesn't go into, but we all play Civilization.
Yeah. If you haven't, please. It's recommended. Highly recommend you play that game.
You know, it's just those kind of games are not really in vogue now. How would I say it? Like,
what, strategy games?
Strategy games.
Everybody
just
wants to shoot people.
People rather be doing the game. Now, think about it. It's all FPSs now, and VR, or I don't even know, man. But
yeah,
back then, there were a lot of strategy games.
Yeah, they were.
Back then, they were. So it was more of game was trying to, it was trying to achieve a whole lot more than just entertainment.
Oh yeah,
it was also trying to be, you know, informative, educative, you know. But I think right now, people just want escapism now. So now it's not even about, oh, let me try. No. Just take me out of this world. Let me just go and be somewhere else and do something, immerse myself in something different. You understand? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, metaverse. So,
yeah, but I mean, he does have a point, you know.
Okay.
The Sid Meier guy. I mean, he did a lot of games, so yeah, must have been on. I was high all the time. Seriously, like, yeah, amount of games that guy, the amount of strategy games that guy put out. Like, he just sat in his basement, just thinking of shit.
Yeah,
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. No, but I think that was probably one of his most successful franchise.
Yeah.
Like, I think let me throw this question out there. So are there actually things you would learn from playing a game? I'm talking about for a Gen Alpha now. Who hasn't experienced the real world, right? Now, the reason I'm asking this, I remember growing up, you know, parents, folks always say, oh, yeah, only 1 hour of gaming. Even in China, they're trying to cut down gaming time for everybody. So I think it's like an hour or two every day or something. You know, you remember now, you know, the back then is like, oh, yeah, stop playing so much games. You get brain damage. Yeah. You know, this one. Is it still the same now? Can a Gen Alpha actually pick up a game and learn about how the real world operates and actually go out there or grow up and start to implement it? Right? As in, are there real life lessons they can actually learn?
Man, honestly,
and implement?
The truth of the matter is that even when we were gaming, even though we still game, but when we started gaming, you wouldn't know what you're learning. Like, it's not like you pick up a game and then you're like, oh, this game wants to teach me this, let me play it. Nah, you're just playing it for fun. And then while playing it, you learn through the process of trying to accomplish what the game has told you to accomplish. So you kind of just learn decision making, if for nothing else. You don't even realize you're doing it. If you're playing games, like, you can even train your reflexes. You understand? You can sharpen your mind.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You know, you can sharpen. So, but you don't realize that this is happening to you. You understand? You don't realize it's happening. You know, you just, because when I was a kid, I never used to understand why, because I started gaming and I started gaming quite early. And then because I started gaming much earlier than some of my friends, when they started gaming and we start a game and I'm doing some stuff seamlessly and they're like, how am I able to do that? How am I able to do that? It was hard for me to, I couldn't understand why they couldn't do it.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, wait, I can't explain this shit
natural.
To you.
It just comes natural.
I, what do you mean? Like, I've told you the control, just do this shit. As in, I couldn't understand. It was later on I kind of figured out, look, repetitive, it's kind of a repetitive trait. The fact that you're doing it over and over again, you don't realize. So you would learn something, but you can't really know what it is, except you specifically, okay, imagine you decide to play, you take an interest in board games. Chess, Scrabble, we're playing Scrabble, you probably improve your vocabulary right playing it. You know,
no, those are the classics.
Those are the classic ones. So I'm just saying, but you know, but nowadays gaming is a little bit, like I said, it's more of escapism, augmented and virtual reality. But I want to believe that there will be things you would learn based on the current society. Like, you know, I mean, you're in an age of technology, probably gaming might just even make you more adept at tech. You wouldn't even know that that's what's happening to you. And then you just discover that you can do things that I would have had to have taken a 3-year course to know how to do, but just because you were gaming now, you just...
Yeah.
I feel like there's still things they could learn, but I can't really put my finger on it, but it's how, that's how gaming is.
Yeah. What kind of gamer are you? Are you the kind of gamer who would start on easy, then work your way up to normal, then go to hard, then, you know, probably try legendary? Or do you just start from the hardest available difficulty setting when you're playing a video game?
No. It depends. So... there are different types of games, like we're talking earlier, you know, strategy games, FPSs, MMORPGs, and stuff like that. They have a different type of game. So if it's a physical skill game, you know, where I have to shoot, run, you know, do stuff, you know, combat, you know, I'd rather start on easy because I need to build up the required skill to be able to play on hard.
Oh, I see.
You understand?
What if it was an adventure game?
But if it's something that just requires, it doesn't require physical skill, it requires more mental skill. So, like I said, you know, strategy games, those games, I don't mind starting on the hardest difficulty. In fact, I actually prefer starting on the hardest difficulty because to me, that's just how the game is. Yeah. I'm not going to start it on easy, but if it requires actual skill, now, if it's a game that I know already have the skill in, you understand? So, for example, let me use something simple, racing games. I kind of believe that racing games are pretty...
Yeah, there's so much
straightforward.
You know,
it's pretty straightforward. If you understand, if you've played a bunch of them, you kind of understand how to play it. I can start playing on the hardest. But if it's an FPS, and for me, basically, when you look at our situation, being in third world countries and, you know, lag and internet, you kind of want to play on easy a bit just to give yourself, you don't want to handicap yourself more than your situation already has.
Okay, you're talking about because of the lag,
yes, exactly.
And internet problems,
and internet
in Nigeria.
Problems, and every so it depends. So, but back then when we used to play offline, I mean, I wouldn't start on easy. I don't like playing games on easy. I'd rather start in between. Yeah,
somewhere sweet in the middle,
just to get a feel of it, and then when at some point, you know, I can now, when I'm done, I can go back and then try on hard mode and then see what it is.
Okay.
But, I mean, I know people that just start the game. They don't know any other way to play it. rather than on the highest difficulty.
Listen. I'm just see. It's not that I have a mental problem. It's just mental problems have me. You understand what I'm trying to say? No, because here's the thing. Especially with I'll use God of War for example.
Yeah.
I would always play God of War or Devil May Cry, any of these games, on the hardest difficulty.
You know, God of War recognized that there were people like you, so they made it impossible for you to play on the hardest. So they make it that you have to finish the game first
before you unlock the most difficult challenges.
Because they know that they're mad people. Mm-hmm. They're like, there's some people that don't understand that this is a test of will.
Yeah, you need to start off slow. From the hardest difficulty. So they kind
of, for God of War, I did that too. I started playing on the hardest difficulty. Yeah, the reason I didn't play on the hardest difficulty available was because I already knew that when you finish it on the hardest difficulty, you would unlock the next one. So I didn't want to play the game twice.
Okay, so you just naturally gravitated
on the hardest so that I'll unlock the last difficulty. I didn't want to play it three times. Sorry, I wanted to go and play it twice.
Mm.
So I didn't want to play it on normal and then play it on hard and then play it on God mode.
Again. So you play on hard.
So I just played on hard then God mode. So like I said, it depends on the game. But me, I gravitate. It depends if it's a skill game. I like to start off like it's something I'm not confident in, but I mean football hardest difficulty. Like I've been playing football. Like I'm like whatever it is, I want to play football legendary.
That's difficult.
I don't even try anything. I'm like, what are you saying? I'm going legendary.
Yeah.
What other game? Fighting games. I don't play on the hardest because those computer will be.
Yeah, no computer is they haven't quite gotten the programming on computer yet for fighting games.
Fighting games now maybe second to the last difficulty.
Okay.
I want to play. It just feels like they know what you're doing.
No, that is it's reading
it
your input.
It just feels like you read your input.
So with fighting games, the way the programmers would program the
versus, they just know what you're doing.
The computer reads your input ahead of time, so they're just blocking all your moves.
So that's how I play.
But what I've noticed though, right, when you start the game on the hardest difficulty, right, if you get to a point where you know you meet a boss where you can't quite beat or you can't quite defeat. Once you drop your difficulty down one level, the game becomes so much more easier. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Like if you've been playing on the hardest difficulty, playing, grinding so hard, then all of a sudden something comes to make the game that much simpler. Yeah. Just by dropping the difficulty level just by one, all of a sudden it's like you're a god almost. It just feels so easy. You're like, wait, what? I was struggling with these enemies before. You know, almost like the training, or you know, because you've been grinding with maybe fewer resources. Yeah. You know, obviously you're taking more damage and everything. You've been grinding like that for so long. The moment it gets easier, it gets real easy.
Yeah, it gets real easy.
I want to draw similarities between that and how life plays out.
Okay,
right? We've talked about how Nigerians would suffer and grind in Nigeria, do like 500 people's jobs, then all of a sudden when they go to a system that actually works, you know, they're just like their employee of the month.
And they start to excel.
It's just fascinating how every time a Nigerian or, you know, somebody that has been Africans, going through some basically. Shit.
Yeah, when we go to this first world country.
You just go to a system that works. It's almost like dropping the difficulty level by one.
I told you.
And everything is just so much more simple. Right?
Yeah, I told you. Like games was coming out of reality. Like people don't understand. Like the people that make these games, they were inspired, they got the inspirations from reality. Like it wasn't just you get, so it's similar to how life works. So
the way economy, I mean,
if you've been staying in a place where you get only 2 hours of light, you understand you have no internet, but you still found a way to do that work and come. When you go to a place where it's 24 hours, like you know, 200 MB, it will be much easier for you. It's just basic. So yes, you play it on hard mode, you play life on hard mode, you definitely, you know. You find it much easier when the difficulty drops.
Yeah, 100%.
You understand? You find it much easier when the difficulty drops. So, I mean, yeah, I completely agree with that analogy. As in, like, you know, if you've had it rough, you would always excel when you start to have it easy. Same way game works. You understand? And that's even why we do it. Like, you don't even know that that's why you're doing it. You know the reason you're playing that game on hard is because, man, almost anything else, and it wouldn't be challenging.
Yeah, it would be challenging.
It
would be so much more difficult for you when you go up a level.
When you go up a level,
you understand? You'd be like, why is it so much hard? No, you started the game on easy mode. Feels like it's hard.
Just Nigerians are playing life on hard mode. That's the summary of this thing. We are playing life on hard mode. And look, there was also the part about, you know, when you finally finish the game on hard mode, what's next?
So
relate that to life.
So
if
now,
you finally win life on hard mode, what's next?
Okay. So
side missions?
No, okay.
Kind of like what The Rock doing.
Side quest. No, but it's wild because when you actually finish a game, right, and you're in that end game state, the game does get boring.
It does get extremely boring.
The game does get extremely boring. And the only thing that makes it interesting, if you've played GTA, like you finished everything, you've done everything, the only thing that spices up the game at that point...
Side missions.
Side missions.
Yeah.
But that's the way if you've cleared all the side missions.
Wow.
So the side missions, and they're also cheats, right?
Wow.
You know, remember San Andreas? San Andreas where you can just drop, do some up, down, whatever, drop down this really cool car from the sky, fly an Apache helicopter, do all these things. That's what makes the end game fun, right?
Yes,
so which is why I feel all these billionaires are trying to go to the moon. That's kind of what they're doing at this point. It's like, that's cheating, bro. Like, the rest of us are still on Earth. These billionaires that have reached the end game, I'm like, why are you guys trying to go to the moon? That's some end game shit, bro. Mm, that's some end game shit.
Yeah, actually, I agree. Yeah, once you've achieved everything you can achieve in life, you start to try to cheat the system.
Yeah, because the game is boring.
Your game is boring. Life is boring now. Like, I already understand how things work. The metrics and all of that. I've won. So now I'm just trying to see how I can just...
I've seen the end game cutscene.
Yes.
What comes after the end game cutscene? Yeah. He's going to Mars, bro. I'm telling you.
Wild. That's wild, man. That's wild.
No, okay, but before we wrap this up, do you think there's any way you can advise somebody who doesn't understand how life has been gamified, for example, that doesn't understand that, don't worry, just do your daily challenges and you will be rewarded.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You know what I'm saying? I swear. Do your daily challenges and you will be rewarded. You might not be seeing it. There might not be some system tracking it for you, but do your freaking daily challenges, right? If somebody that doesn't have that mindset, do you have any advice? Before we close out, do you have any advice for those people that aren't seeing life like that?
Like a game.
Yes.
They aren't seeing life like a game. Stop playing games. If you don't look at life as a game at times, then you need to stop playing games. You need to understand that. Look, I need to leave this level and go to the next level.
Right.
A game will put you in that frame. You understand where you know you need to progress. Yeah. You know you need to move from one step to the other. Because if you're not looking at life like that, man, Jesus God.
Yeah, I know.
What are you saying?
No, but it can get frustrating as well. You're like, why is it not working? I prayed and this didn't work.
Upgrade your gear.
Watch Solo Leveling, guys. Watch Solo Leveling.
Again, I'll still say it again. It was coined out of reality. So I feel people automatically are playing the game the way it should be played. That's why, in fact, society is structured that way. That's why you go to secondary school, high school, university, you get a job, promotion. Mm-hmm. That's just going up in levels in the game.
Yes.
So I feel life is already structured that way. So you're already in the game. You just might not know it.
Yeah.
But you're in the game.
Yeah.
That's why even when you look at the things, all the issues that happen between men and women, and people are like, stop playing games. What do you mean stop playing games? Life is a game. Life is a fucking game. What do you mean I stop playing games? As long as you're strategizing your head and you're thinking and you're plotting, what are you talking about? You're the villain in my story. And I'm the hero, so I need to counter plot and counter.
Don't hate the player, guys.
Don't hate the player. It's just a game.
It's just game, guys.
Life is a game. Accept it. Don't try to say... I hate that line. Oh, stop playing games. What the fuck you think this is?
I'm trying
to play the game of Kage Bunshin. I need to get my seed out there.
I'm fucking dead.
What game are you playing?
all right, man. That's all we have for today, guys.
All right, bro. Nice one. Another session of unproductive business.
Hopefully, there was a takeaway in there. I don't know.
No bullshit.
All right, catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Ciao. You can't.